12 years ago, a group of environmentalists gathered in New York City to talk about the destruction of rainforests in Burma, in Indonesia, and Brazil.
Some people came into that meeting and said the way to address that is to boycott any wood that comes out of rainforests.
Richard Donovan is head of Smartwood, a group based in Vermont that got its start when some at the meeting raised an objection to the boycott plan.
Wait a minute, there are people that live in those forests, there are communities that live in those forests. If somebody does a really good job of forest management, shouldn't we be able to buy wood from those types of operations?
Over the last decade, Smartwood has worked with timber operations in 28 countries that were willing to adopt environmentally sensitive methods. Those green guidelines were drawn up by an international group called the Forest Stewardship Council. And slowly, the idea has come home to the United States. Here, more than 250 companies, loggers, processors, and retailers, are working under Smartwood's green guidelines. On a cold winter day, forester Wayne Young parks his truck in a sorting yard on the slope of Lion Mountain in the northeast corner of New York State. A saw blade the size of an airplane propeller is slicing easily through massive red pine. The company Young works for, Domtar Communications Paper, based in Montreal, Quebec, owns more than 100,000 acres here. Last summer, the operation was audited by Smartwood, whose team spent a week hiking the forest and examining the company's records.
We were apprehensive 2 or 3 years ago, like some of the other industries. The more we dealt with them, they're very businesslike, very clear and established principles and guidelines that were judged against, and it was good doing business with them.
In exchange for Smartwood's stamp of approval, Domtar agreed to tighten their harvest plans, charting more precise buffers around the forest streams and wetlands. There was a time when environmentalists would have rejected a compromise that still allows aggressive timber harvesting. But many conservation groups now see this kind of certified logging as a green alternative to more destructive forms of development, like the spread of suburbs. Logging companies and mills have their own reasons for agreeing to certification. Some are weary after decades of bad public relations. They're tired of protests and boycotts. For some companies, an endorsement by Smartwood means public recognition of a long tradition of good forest stewardship.
Those initial operations that got involved in this, Menominee Tribal Enterprises in Wisconsin, Keweenaw Land Association in Michigan, their main reason actually initially for doing it was pride.
But timber companies have another motive for going green. Many think consumers will pay extra for products that are produced in ways that don't damage forests. This idea got a boost last year when Home Depot announced that it would certify all 1,100 of its outlets. By 2002, the company will give preference to green certified vendors. But not everyone thinks certification is a great idea. After decades of ill will, there are companies that want nothing to do with environmentalists. Others say consumers may reject the notion, scared off by higher prices. Eric Johnson is editor of the Northern Logger, a magazine based in Old Forge, New York.
Everybody says they want a clean environment, and everyone says they're all for environmental protection. But I think what people say and what they do are quite often different. And I think if the major retailers are assuming that they're going to have a large consumer demand and a large consumer willingness to pay a premium for lumber, I think maybe they're misleading themselves.
There's also confusion over the type of certification. The timber industry has launched its own voluntary set of standards, which environmental groups say are less stringent. Still, Johnson agrees that groups like Smartwood are gaining influence fast. The supply of certified wood has grown in recent years to around 5% of the total market. Driving down a logging road through stands of snow-covered pine and maple, Domtar's Wayne Young says he thinks green marketing will keep growing. The timber industry is intensely competitive, he says. Companies looking for an edge will have to adopt the new standards.
I think eventually the market and the public will dictate that all people need to follow those, so the public's going to decide.
In order to keep Smartwood's endorsement, Domtar will have to maintain its tighter standards. The company will be audited each year by Smartwood's team of independent foresters. But the project here in New York is only a beginning. Domtar is now in the process of certifying its international operations, more than 36 million acres of timberland in Maine, Ontario, and Quebec. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Brian Mann in Lion Mountain, New York.